excited about these sisters who are coming to be baptized together. First, Riley Bonin comes to be baptized. Riley, we're so very proud of you and your profession of faith in Christ. Riley, I always ask folks who come into these waters, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? And upon your profession of faith in him, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So thankful that Bailey Bowman comes to be baptized. Bailey, I think it's so awesome that you and your sister can be baptized together. What a special time in your life and the life of your family. Bailey, I ask you as I did Riley, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Then upon your profession of faith in him, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God, thank you so much for Riley and Bailey. We ask your blessings upon these two precious girls as they begin their journey of faith. Bless their mom and dad. Bless their families, God, that they would encourage them in their newfound faith. And we as a church family would commit to pray for them and to model for them what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Lord, I pray if there are others here today that have not given their heart and life to you, that before this service is over, others might come to know Jesus Christ personally. We'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In the strong name of Jesus, amen.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Isn't that a great way to start the service this morning? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we can give the Lord a praise offering. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad to see all your smiling faces. Can't wait to hear you sing in a minute. But if you're visiting with us, thank you so much for being our honored guests. And those of you watching online, we want to welcome you to worship. You could have chosen many places to be in worship this morning and many places to be, but you chose to be here. And so if you're visiting with us, the QR code on the screen and also in front of you on the pew, if you'll scan that, fill that out, and just let us know a little bit about you. And at the end of the service, to my left, your right, we have a welcome center with a gift, and we'd like to just give that to you, saying thank you so much for being here this morning. So let's stand together as we worship. Let's sing this together. Lord, our Lord.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you.
Oh Lord, our Lord, let's sing together, come on.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
The heavens declare.
The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll sing. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you.
We've come to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? Amen. He is worthy of all praise this morning. So let's lift him up like the heavens declare his greatness. Let's sing this together. I will worship you.
And I will worship you.
That's good, church. Come on, let's sing it out.
I will worship you.
I will worship you, Lord.
Cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll sing. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down before you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you.
We have a reason to be joyful this morning, amen? We have a reason to sing to the great King above. Let's sing it together.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround me, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee.
Take a few moments and greet somebody around you this morning. Let's sing this together. Here we go. Ready? Thou art giving.
Thou art giving and forgiving. Ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living. Ocean, depth of happy rest. Thou art Christ our brother, all who live in
Yes. It's a beautiful day when we can come and sing together. Amen. Amen. It's a beautiful day to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to thank Him for, more importantly. He has given us life and life abundant. So as we sing this morning, let us remember the greatness of our God, how good He's been to us, because it is well in Him. Let's sing it together. When peace.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
This morning we can say it is well with our soul. Amen. And the reason we can say that is because of the goodness of our God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. all my days. I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Let's sing this together, all my life.
All my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing with me.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
All my life.
All my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you are.
All my life you have been so, so,
so good.
With every breath that I the goodness of God.
All my life. Let's sing it together. Come on.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so,
so good.
With every breath that I am able, sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Come here, sing, come on.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Goodness of God.
the goodness of God.
Let's sing this together.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful.
Let's make this our prayer this morning, proclaiming this.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
We would all agree God has been so faithful to us, hasn't he? We haven't always been faithful to him, but he has always been faithful to us. And to think that he loves us so much that he would pursue us, that his goodness comes after us. It's so humbling. And we should be grateful every day for how faithful and how good God has been to us. And how can we show our thanks to him? By being faithful to him, by being good to him. And I'm so thankful that every week there's an opportunity for us to pray together as family of faith. Those of you watching online can pray from wherever you are. And that can be your altar. But maybe you're here today and you're going through a difficult time in your life health-wise. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe you're battling an addiction. Maybe you're going through depression and loneliness. Maybe you're here and you're having spiritual warfare right now in your life. And it's a tug of war. One day you're living for the Lord. The next day you're living for the world and the devil seems to be winning. Don't allow him to have any victory in your life. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And today, I invite you, if you feel led, to come to this altar. You can kneel, you can stand, you can pray from wherever you are. But won't you come join me as we lift up our prayers together? Won't you come pray with me today? May we pray. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We can feel your mighty power and your grace. Thank you, O God, for being so faithful to us. That's why we can see how majestic is your name in all the earth. And we can sing, O God, how our joy to you. And Father, how we can sing it as well with our soul. Father, we just pray today that you would bless every person here, those kneeling at this altar, those praying from their seats, people praying from their homes or maybe on vacations, maybe even in other countries. We pray, God, that they might feel your presence wherever they are. And Lord, I know there's some people struggling today. Lord, we lift up Melvin and Pam Weber and the loss of their son, Jerry, and ask God that you would just wrap your arms around this family that's lost two children in a short amount of time. Bless them, oh God, I pray. Father, we pray for many that are in the hospital, recovering from surgeries, facing surgeries, battling infections, going through radiation or chemo. God, we believe you're the great healer and the great physician. If it be your will, heal them completely. Father, I pray for some relationships that need to be reconciled and healed today. And I pray, God, that you would forgive us of our sin that interrupts and hinders our walk with you. Remove them as far as the east is from the west. And remember our transgression no more. Father, I pray that you would continue to bless all the beautiful children that came to Vacation Bible School. And those seeds that were planted, I pray you would grow them and they would bear fruit and they would come to Christ. And we praise you for those who did make decisions. Thank you for Mary and all of our teachers and volunteers. What a wonderful week we had. Father, we pray for folks here that are, Father, contemplating an important decision, whether to give their life to you, whether to follow through with believers' baptism. Oh God, I pray today that the answer would be clear and that we would know, God, that it's in your time, that you make everything beautiful. Father, I ask now that your Holy Spirit would just continue to move throughout this service, sing through the children in just a moment, speak through your word and your servant. And I pray, God, when we come to a time of commitment, that we would be bold enough to take a stand for Jesus, who was bold enough to take a stand for us when he died on the cross. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We ask all these things in the strong and holy and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning, if you have your Bible, would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6? And I'm so grateful today that some of our children are going to be coming to lead us in worship. As I shared, we just had a great VBS, and some of the children blessed their hearts at the early service. Would you be in prayer for them as they come to lead us after the reading of God's Word? Begin with verse 1, 2 Corinthians 6. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. This is the word of the Lord, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Great job, guys. Let's show again our appreciation. You did a great job. Good job, guys. Awesome. Good job. Good job. All right, as you can see, it was a great and exciting week at VBS this week, and so grateful that there's excitement when we talk about and we sing about Jesus. And what a great, great testimony. And again, special thank you to Mary and our all of our children's workers who are doing an awesome job this week. You know, it's great to be here with you today. As some of you all may know, that my wife and my family and I were grateful to be able to get away for a little vacation time. We were so blessed to receive an incredible gift from our in-laws at Christmas to go on our first cruise. And so it was exciting, and I was a little bit nervous. You see, I get motion sickness. Kings Island, the Viking ship, and I don't have good memories of being on that Viking ship. And so, but my wife called our doctor, and he prescribed all these little patches for the family to put on if needed. That was one of the precautions we took. Praise God. Didn't have to use a single patch. So I'm grateful that it went really well. It was smooth sailing. But I was also a little bit apprehensive and nervous about being surrounded by all the water. And so I took some precautions by wearing a life vest. And so I wanted to make sure you can't be too safe. And so I was grateful to be able to put some life vest on. But as the week went on, I felt so much safer that I could just downgrade a little bit to my floaty there. And so I was grateful. And that is not my body, I will tell you that. That is not my body, but oh my goodness. It was a great time. You know, being on this ship, we did a lot of eating, and many of you told me you've been on cruises. You get up and you eat, and then you go sit out on the deck, and then you go eat, then you go back and eat again. And anyway, it was a fun time. We celebrated my daughter Sophie's 18th birthday while on the cruise, which it was really neat to celebrate. And you know, today is National Ice Cream Day. Did y'all know that? Well, on the trip, Sophie ate 32 scoops of ice cream. But who was counting? She was, 32 scoops of ice cream. So that was a good time. And at night, it was so much fun. You get dressed up for dinner, and then there was a show. There were some talented folks on that ship. Stand-up comedian. There were the orchestra and band that was on the ship. There were dancers and singers. There was an ice show. Then there was one man that I think was my favorite. He was a solo act that he said there was a cancellation. They flew him in on one of the islands, and he got on the ship. But he told us that he had a number two hit song in 1973. He said the number one song was by Paul McCartney, My Love. The number three song was Daniel by Elton John. And he said he was in the middle there at number two, Playground in My Mind. Do y'all remember that song? You'll remember it when I start singing it. My name is Michael, I've got a nickel, and it is all shiny and new. Y'all remember that? I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. Y'all remember that, don't you? Two people remember that song. That's why it only went to two and not number one. But his name was Clint Holmes. And, you know, he's had a Las Vegas act for many years. And he's still singing. I looked up his age, still rocking it at 77. Still has an awesome voice and does an awesome job of singing. And so we really enjoyed. And the very last song that he sang of his concert, he shared that he had cancer a few years ago. And during that time, he realized how precious life is and how none of us are promised tomorrow and how many times we procrastinate for tomorrow what we need to do today. And then he closed this concert by singing a song, "If Not Now, When?" And I looked over at Kelly, my wife, and we looked at each other, and I said, that'd be a great sermon. If not now, when? You know, in our scripture passage today, we see Paul writing the church at Corinth who had been infiltrated by false teachers. They were accusing Paul and condemning him because he changed his itinerary from two short visits to one long visit. So they were questioning his personal integrity and his authority as an apostle. But not only that, they were also many times trying to push their teachings upon these new believers. Maybe they were Judaizers, maybe trying to get them to follow the Mosaic law instead of following the freedom that we have in Christ. And so he was really trying to teach them to have unity, to have love for one another, to forgive one another. Remember in 1 Corinthians, Paul sent a pretty severe letter because of all the factions and all the divisions. And he was really trying to get them to come back to reconcile, first of all, to God and to one another. And today, that's a great message for us, that we can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, that we can love one another and forgive one another, and that we can have new life in Christ. And so one of the lessons I was taught as a child, and maybe you were taught too, especially if you ever played any kind of sports, we were taught teamwork, working together as a team. And there's an acronym that uses TEAM, the letters, T-E-A-M. And it stands for Together Everyone Achieves More. Together Everyone Achieves More. And as we look at this scripture today, and as we look at the uncertainty of tomorrow, then there's some things we need to be sure of today. First of all is we need to be together. We need to be together. In verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, as God's co-workers, as God's co-workers. If you look back in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, it says, you therefore are Christ's ambassadors. Then you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, he calls us, therefore, we are God's fellow workers. We are God's field, God's building. The fact is, God didn't necessarily have to create us to do his work. He has the power to do it all. But through his grace, he uses imperfect people like you and me to fulfill his perfect plan. And I'm so grateful today that God uses broken vessels like me, like you, like us, to share with people the hope that we have in Christ. But we are better together. Would you all not agree? And maybe you're here today and things haven't been going well in your marriage. Well, you're better together. Some of you are here and things haven't been going well maybe in your work situation with that coworker. We're better, more productive together. Maybe it's a friend that you've been at odds with. We're better together. That was one of the marks of the early church. In Acts 2:44, it says all the believers were together and had everything in common. In Acts 4:32, it said all the believers were one in heart and mind. God blesses us when we have unity and harmony, but he does not bless strife. He blesses people that can work well together. You know, my son and I are big Golden State Warriors basketball fans, if you follow pro basketball. We're big Steph Curry fans. When Steph Curry came into the NBA, He was the baby-faced assassin. He would shoot threes, like left and right, look like a little kid, but yet has won several championships. We were so upset at the beginning of last year's season, really it was still in the summer, when their all-star forward, Draymond Green, punched Jordan Poole at one of the practices. It was all over the news where he punched him in the face. I want to tell you something. The whole season, the Warriors were not as successful as they could have been and should have been. You know that had to cause friction within the team that one teammate punched another. But I guess the Warriors chose who they wanted to go with. They signed All-Star Draymond Green to a multi-million-dollar contract, and they let Jordan Poole go, who in my eyes is like the next Steph Curry. So they were choosing who they were going to support, but it's better when we're together. I was so grateful when I was away on vacation that I could leave this church in good hands with our youth minister, JT, and with Sean preaching last week. We have a wonderful team here at Forks of Elkhorn. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that Sean is doing an awesome job as our new worship leader and also associate, and the JT's doing a great job with the youth, that Mary Rainwater's doing a great job with our children. Lee Rainwater does an awesome job with our Cross Center Ministry. Jessica does an awesome job with our communications. Karen Sorrell does a great job as our secretary. I am blessed to be a part of this wonderful team. And that's what it takes. It takes a team to minister. Just like at VBS, not only was it Mary, but many of you gave of your week to teach these beautiful children what it means to be a follower of Christ. So I want to say a special thank you to all of our volunteers, all of our teachers, for all the victories that we saw this past week. So thank you all. The first part of this acronym of TEAM is together. Second part is E, is everyone. Now he says, as God's co-workers, second part of verse 1, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. We urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. Well, let me tell you, grace, as you've heard it defined, is unmerited favor, undeserved favor. Don't we all need God's grace on a daily basis? Everyone. And when he said, don't receive God's grace in vain, apparently some of these folks had not placed their trust in the Lord. Or if they had, they were living more for self than for him. And that's one of the biggest problems when we try to live for ourselves instead of living for the one who gave his all for you and me. But we must place our trust in Christ and live completely and solely for him. For years now, I've been doing something at VBS, and I try to use a visual. A lot of people are visual learners, and I've done this for many years, and I am so humbled and honored to be able to share with children of what it means for everyone to receive the grace of God. Do I have two or three children in here today that would be part of this demonstration, or did they all go, all right, come on, Wyatt and Catherine, come on, you come up there. I need one more child, or Kelly, you'll do. Anyone else? Anyone else? Is there another child? Please, somebody else. I need another child. Okay, come on up here, Riley. Thank you, sweetheart. All right. You stand right here, and you be right here. Riley, I'm going to let you sit right here, okay? And I've been doing this for years, but it helps illustrate what I'm talking about. You would sit right there. I shared with them, as I share with you, from the very beginning of time, God created Adam and Eve and put them in the Garden of Eden, and he wanted us to have this kind of relationship with him. And the devil came in the form of an old serpent, and he tempted Adam and Eve to eat that forbidden fruit. Remember, God said, you can eat of any tree in this garden, but the tree in the middle is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you eat of it, you will surely die. Remember that the devil came, tempted them, they ate it, and that's when sin came into the world. They disobeyed God. And so the relationship was broken. Riley, you're representing God in heaven, sitting on his throne. Put your hand out. Guys, put your hand out. See, this is the divide. Now, what I want you all to do is, and Catherine, you might want to take off your heels for this. I want you to try to get to God in heaven on your own strength. I want you to try to jump as far as you can, try as hard as you can to get to God on your own strength. Don't hurt yourself. Okay, go ahead. Great job. Good job, Aunt Catherine. Okay, Wyatt, same thing. I want you, God, you keep holding your hand out. I want you to try your best, Wyatt, to get there, okay? Good job. Good job. What happened? You tried as hard as you could, but you couldn't get there on your own strength. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know what this gap is right here? This is death. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So how in the world can we get to God in heaven? This is where Jesus comes in. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I want you all to pretend like you're walking over the bridge. Don't really walk on me. Okay, come on, you all walk across the bridge. Look at that. That's the way God intended it. To have that relationship like from the get-go. Isn't that awesome? Let's give these guys a hand. Thank you all. Be seated. Love you. Thank you. Look, we can't be good enough to get there on our own. It's only through his grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. And we know that it's only through Jesus. John 14:6, they just sang about it. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you believe Jesus is the only way? I do. I believe Jesus is the only way we can have eternal life. And I pray that if you don't know him today, that you would receive him. Everyone needs his grace. And it says in Romans 10:13, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone, anyone, no matter how bad you've been or how good you think you've been, we all need his grace. But then I want to finish out the A and the M. We're going to put them together. Together, everyone achieves more. In verse 2, it says, in the day of my favor, the Lord said, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. And then the second part of that verse, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. You see, the first part of that verse, he was quoting Isaiah 49:8, or at least in part, when the Israelites were in exile in Babylon, and they had sinned and had rebelled against God, and they were paying for their consequences. But yet the Lord didn't give up on them. He's saying, I heard you, and I delivered you, and I saved you. But now, referring to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, he said, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Look, right now, this time period we're living in is a time of grace. This is the grace period. But one day it's going to be too late. But that's why we're to get our houses in order today, right now, because one day it will be too late. And I pray today when it says you achieve more, what do we achieve? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. How many people are thankful that our past is forgiven? Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins, cleanse us, and purify us from all unrighteousness. But then we also achieve more when we know in verse 19 that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, so that those people who had sinned would not have to pay the price. That God was reconciling himself to the world in Christ so that people's sins would not be counted against them. And then if we go on and read in verse 21 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we actually sing one of our worship teams, God made him who knew no sin become sin so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That Jesus took our place. That's how our relationship can be made right with God, because we were reconciled through what Jesus did on the cross. The relationship was repaired. And today it's my prayer that we would all be in right standing with God. Two things, and then we'll close. I went this past week, one of our members had contacted me and said that they had a friend who had stage 4 cancer, and they were worried about their spiritual condition. I didn't know where they lived, but I knew the workplace of their spouse. And so I went to their workplace, and I said, one of our church members shared their name that you know is concerned about your spouse's spiritual condition because they have stage 4 lung cancer. And I said, I'm here today. I introduced myself so they didn't think I was just some crazy off the street. I was just the crazy for Jesus from the church. But I said, what I want to know is your husband in good standing with the Lord? Does he know Christ and is he at peace? And she said, yes. I said, well, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful that he's at peace with the Lord. But then I also want to share that so many times, how many of us have said, one of these days? One of these days, I'm going to go on a cruise. One of these days, we're going to build a new house. One of these days, I'm going to get a new job, change jobs. One of these days, I'm going to write a book. One of these days, I'm going to go see an old friend, or I'm going to call an old friend. One of these days, I'm going to go see that family member. There's been a rift between us for years, and before it's too late, one of these days, I'm going to get back to church. After COVID, I've been home watching online, and I'm going to get back to church because that's where I need to be. One of these days, I'm going to join the church. I've been attending for months, even years. One of these days, I'm going to give my life to Jesus Christ. One of these days, I'm going to get baptized. How many of y'all have said that? One of these days. One of these days. I'm so grateful that after we did that demonstration, one of the sweetest sounds I've heard were some precious children praying to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That made the whole week worth it, that these children received Christ. And I'm grateful that on July the 30th at 5 o'clock on a Sunday evening, Richard Jones is always so gracious to allow us to come over to Happy Jack Farm. We're going to do a creek baptism. And if you've been awaiting baptism, you're going to have an opportunity to sign up in a beautiful setting on Elkhorn Creek. and quit saying one of these days, the time is now, to follow through with your commitment to Christ and this symbolic, we are buried with Christ in baptism, we rise to walk in newness of life. The old is gone, the new has come. One day when we die, we'll rise to be with him in heaven, just as Jesus rose from the grave 3 days later. That's the gospel, and it's the truth. And I would love to see so many of you follow through with that commitment. I want to finish how we started, that my friend Clint Holmes sang, if not now, when? You pray on that and reflect on that as we listen to him sing.
Someday, somehow, 'cause I'm running out of time, running through my prime, running past where I've been. And every choice I make is a chance I take. But if not now, when? If not now, someone to save me from myself, 'cause I feel the ever-present danger of living life as someone is. And I'm running out of time, running through my prime, running past where I've been. And every choice I make is a chance I take. But if not now, when? If not now, when will I be strong enough to be me? When will I be everything that I am? When will I see everything that I can be? When will I be a man? Oh, when will I be a man? Another night, another morning, another day to be alive, another incandescent warning that I must do much more than just survive. I'm running out of time, running through my prime, running past where I've been. And every choice I make is a chance I take. But if not now, running through my pride, running past everything and everywhere I've been. Every choice I make is another chance I'll take. And all I need to know is if not now, if not now, when?
Oh, not now.
Oh, when will I be everything that I am?
Together. Father, there are some of us here today, and we've been putting off and putting off and putting off. We want to get this in order. We want to get this taken care of when we are to come to you just as we are and then you take care of the changes. You give us the power through your Holy Spirit to do what we need to do. Lord, there's some folks that have been praying about, thinking about giving their life to Christ. If not now, when? We're not promised tomorrow. Father, there's some Christians that have gotten off track, and they keep saying, one of these days I'm going to come back and I'm going to get back to my committed relationship with Christ. If not now, when? Lord, there's some folks that have been contemplating joining this church family. We're an imperfect church that serves a perfect God, and we thank you for your grace, and may we never receive your grace in vain, because through your grace, Father, we have been set free. We have been forgiven. And I pray, God, that some folks today would be willing to take a stand for you and allow you, God, to change us from the inside out. We'll give you all the praise and the glory and the honor for the victories that you've already won and that you still have up ahead for us. In the strong name of Jesus, amen. I'm going to invite you, if you're in this place, to stand, and we're going to sing this hymn of commitment. It'd be my privilege to pray with you about your decision, whatever it may be. Won't you come as we sing together, Change My Heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the power.
I'm so grateful to introduce to you all this family that's come today to unite with this family of faith. I'm going to ask the Crook family if y'all would come up here beside me. And I'm so grateful today. I know many of you all probably already thought this family, they were members because they have been actively involved. And I'm so thankful for the Crooks. This is Mrs. Crook, and your first name is Sharon. And then you all know Jeff and Reese and Becky. And I'm so grateful that today they come to unite with this family of faith. We welcome you all and know the Lord's led you here. There's no doubt in my mind of that. And we welcome you with open arms. And we are your church family. And I know you want to pledge your love and support to the Crooks. But let it be known by saying amen and applause. We welcome you. We welcome you all. You may be seated right now. And if you all don't mind, after the service, would you join me in the foyer so people can come by and welcome you? I'm also grateful that we had another one of our members to come up asking prayer for several different needs, and maybe that's you today. There's several needs in your life, and you need prayer. Please contact me or church office if we can pray with you about any decision. But if you would like to be baptized on July the 30th, Elkhorn Creek, then contact the office. And we don't have a sign-up sheet today unless somebody just puts a piece of paper and puts Creek Baptism at the top, and we can start that today. But it'd be my privilege, our honor, to minister to you through Creek Baptism. But hasn't this been a great day today? Praise the Lord. Amen. Please know there is youth tonight that meets at 6 p.m. And then don't forget this Wednesday, if you've never been before, we have a family night meal catered by Family Affair at 5 o'clock down the fellowship hall. And then prayer meeting here at 6 where we pray and worship the Lord. So we'd invite you to join us for both or either. But thank you for being here today. Know how much we missed you. I always tell people it's great to get away. It's great to get home. There's no place like home. I click my heels together. And so at this time, I'm going to invite you to stand. I hope and pray you have an awesome week. Know how much God loves you. And we love you too. And I hope you'll bring your children back after VBS in the awesome week. Sean, thank you for a great job. Lead us in a closing song. Guys, y'all come with me.
Let's sing this chorus together. It is well.
It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
May we pray, oh God, we love you so much. Thank you for the Crook family that joined today. And I thank you for other decisions that I know are being made. And Father, may we quit putting off what we know we need to do today. If not now, when? In Jesus' name, amen.